Melbourne experienced a 30% collapse in the number of people relocating to the city from other parts of the country during the pandemic, while students and people of prime working age fled for regional Victoria. Let's go to Daylesford now. Michelle Clifford is a charity worker in that town. What are you seeing?
Well, we're definitely seeing that there's a definite lack of affordable housing in our area, and that there are literally no rentals.
And what's the impact of that?
Just in the past year, under one umbrella, we've had to move 16 families out of the area that actually worked here. My son has had three friends move out of the area recently. So they've left the school and had to move to Bendigo because they couldn't find accommodation here. In the past week, I've had six concerned people asking for help to find accommodation because they've been given notice on their rentals. So it's actually, it's really quite distressing.
16 families had to relocate. Where did they relocate to if they work in Daylesford?
Well, a lot of them actually have left work here. So some of them moved to Bendigo, some went to Ballarat, Wendouree, some literally moved right over the other side of Melbourne to the Dandenong Ranges. Some have relocated work as well. A lot of them worked in the hospitality industry, so they weren't able to afford the rents that we have here, which is really quite sad.
What does that do to a community, Michelle?
Well, it definitely makes people panic, and it also doesn't really support our tourism industry. If you can't live local and work at one of the cafes or the restaurants as such, it affects the local economy here as well.
The government says that it's doing everything it can to support the tourism industry and has recently been printing $200 vouchers and making those available to Melburnians wanting to enjoy tourist experiences in regional Victoria. I guess the flip side of those $200 vouchers is there's nowhere for the staff in those regional areas to live anymore.
Yeah, that's correct, which does make it very difficult. Just recently, one restaurant had to change its hours and couldn't have people dining in because they couldn't find staff, and that's directly because of the housing shortage.
Are you also dealing with homeowners preferring to Airbnb their property and make big bucks short term rather than provide them for long term rentals?
Yes, I definitely think that we do have quite a lot of accommodation services here. I mean, obviously we need that for our tourism industry and to support the economy here. But my son actually came up with an idea that he was reading on other councils' websites. He's 15, and he thought maybe council could put a cap as to how many people could actually have accommodation places here in Daylesford, or maybe they could do it at certain times of the year, or just some way to you know, allow people to have full-time rentals. Mm. And that came about, you know, losing three of his friends. So even young people, teenagers, are thinking about the housing shortage here. So, and there's a number of houses that seem to be vacant quite a lot of the time. And there's a group looking into that at the moment called Safe Homes. They're also looking into affordable housing. And there's another housing group, Wink, which is looking into providing accommodation for older women. I had a case about two or three weeks ago where I had an 82-year-old woman who had been renting a property for about 8 years, and she'd been given notice and she couldn't literally afford to move anywhere. But thankfully we found her a place. But it's just becoming really out of reach for most people. You know, if the medium rent is, about $500 a week for a three-bedroom house, and you're only earning, you know...
$500 a week?
yeah, $700, I think, is the medium on the ABS. You know, that doesn't leave you much money to play with, and if you're on Centrelink benefits, it's even harder.
Is there another wave coming with the eviction moratoriums about to come to an end, and the state government's current program to pay for temporary housing for homeless people about to come to an end, and the coronavirus supplement for benefits about to come to an end?
Yes, it's going to be very difficult for a lot of people. The last census, which isn't up to date now, but it sort of goes along with the ABS, that more than just under half of the population in our region is from low-income earners. So there doesn't seem to be much support there.
It's, the picture that seems to be painted is that you can get into these places if you're rolling in cash, and if you're not, you just keep getting pushed further and further and further away.
Yes. I had one family that applied for one house, because I had a look today and there's only literally three houses that are for rent in our area. And 6 years ago, we used to have a list of about 40. Mm. So there's been quite a difference there. And she said 50 other people had applied. So she's looking elsewhere.
What does that do to communities that will only admit those who have the most money?
Well, it affects things like volunteerism, and it changes the demographics of our society here, because low-income people are more likely to do the jobs that support us, so hospitality, education, health, farming. They're all areas that we need to keep our towns thriving. And if you're not supporting the people to work in those roles by giving them accommodation that they can afford, we'll lose that part of our life.